Hi everybody, this is the Flicks the Church Forgot. You're about to listen to the audio version of me exploring the film Housebound. If you'd rather see pictures and video, trailers and things like that, you can listen to the video version, which is on YouTube. But for now, here's the audio. Hey everybody, I'm Peter Laws and welcome back to the Flicks the Church Forgot. This is the show that explores the deeper and sometimes spiritual themes of horror. Tonight we're going to be spending the night in three different haunted houses. Now these houses are just recently on the market, but I'm sure you'll enjoy them. We'll be toddling over to New Zealand, where we'll be trapped for 8 months in Housebound. Then it's a quick flight to the US to a particularly hot property. It's a New England house infested with paranormal action in We Are Still Here. And then finally, we're going to pay a visit to the house on Pine Street, where things get a bit intense and depressing and really quite disturbing, even before any ghosts have turned up. Now, before we move on, don't forget that you can follow me on Twitter, where I go by the handle RevPeterLaws, or indeed you can visit the website, theflicksthechurchforgot.com, or come along to the Facebook page, which is inexplicably called The Flicks the Church Forgot. Finally, you can also catch my horror movie column in the print magazine, The Fortean Times. So, check it out. We've got the keys to our first property in Housebound.
Your client has been through a number of these treatment programs in the past, and the results have been less than spectacular. Miss Bucknell is in need of stability. I'm therefore ordering an urgent report into the suitability of her mother's house for a sentence of 8 months' home detention.
Gosh, that's high tech, isn't it? Aren't you lucky, Kylie, having all that fancy technology on your foot?
Nice being back home.
Some things have happened since I've been here. Things I can't explain.
I'm not the only one who thought there was a ghost in this house, Kylie.
What are you going to do against a hostile spirit?
I'm going to smash it in the face.
When you put an overactive mind in an inactive environment, there's bound to be complications.
I don't need a counselling session, I just need to get out.
Oh, no, they've been doing this all week. Hold on.
The restless spirit that lives in this house, what is your business here?
So, are you happy to proceed with the story that Mr. McRandall was attacked by a vengeful ghost?
Yes.
Righto.
Something happens in haunted house movies that annoys the heck out of some audiences. When the pots and pans start flying around the room and the children get sucked into the TV, most sensible people are thinking like, why don't you just leave this place? There's a demon pig at your window. And of course, that's exactly what the Lutzes did in that famous case, the Amityville Horror. They took 28 days of paranormal shenanigans before they're allegedly running out, leaving everything behind, all their clothes and everything. Still though, not everyone is necessarily sensible to run out of their house and get away from it, which can leave some audiences annoyed, wondering why people don't just leave the place that is so terrifying. Housebound is a recent film from New Zealand which has a killer answer to all of this. The lead character cannot leave this house because if she does or attempts to, she's going to end up going to prison. It's the story of Kylie Bucknell, who is this sort of like young hoodlum who's making some really bad choices in life. The film opens with her and her friend completely screwing up a robbery of a cash machine. And so she gets arrested. And in court, the judge is conscious of her need for some sort of rehabilitation, and they come up with the ideal solution. It's a sort of care in the community type deal. They order her to go back to her mum's house, where she has to stay for 8 months. Indeed, she can't leave it. And if she does leave, the small perimeter of her mum's garden, if she breaches that, then the security bracelet on her ankle will go off and she would have broken her conditions. Which becomes doubly hard when it turns out that the mum's house is haunted. It's actually a really brilliant, simple idea for covering the whole why don't they just leave the haunted house objection. She's got too much to lose from running away, and so she has to face it. Kylie Bucknell, is played by Morgana O'Reilly, and like is so often the case from films in this part of the world, she's also a character in the soap opera Neighbours. Neighbours was something of a pop culture phenomenon in the UK and still shows now. Anyway, Morgana brings a great sense of shruggy who cares attitude to the film. She's back in her mum's house, which she absolutely hates. She probably feels like a failure, that her life isn't amounting to much, and now she's got a ghost to deal with. But unlike so many of the usual tenants of haunted houses, she's not hysterically screaming at this. She's not necessarily denying that it's happening either. She's a bit freaked out by it, but she's actually more curious. She finds it interesting. It's a sort of, you know, she's bored stiff sitting at home watching daytime TV all the time, and so when the activity starts, you get the sense that she's actually glad of the supernatural distraction. This haunting is almost like a welcome Scooby-Doo adventure of her own. The only ground she can have adventures in these days is her house, and so thankfully something comes to her. So in a sense, she's up for being in a ghost hunt. That's a cool take on the sort of usual way of doing this. But she's a hard nut too. When she finally talks about getting rid of the ghost, she's not going to like consult an Ed and Lorraine Warren type, or she's not going to run away. She says, "I'm going to smash it in the face." I think her character's refreshing. We don't often get this reaction in haunted house movies, particularly from women, and so it's good to be able to see this balance in this film. It also helps that she's so brilliantly played by O'Reilly. But she's just one, I think, of the many unusual approaches that this film takes. Housebound is very happy to push whichever dramatic buttons it feels like. So at times it's eerie, and others it's gory, then suddenly it's moving, and then it's emotionally complex. Then it's quite frequently laugh-out-loud funny. Like the frizzy-haired mum being impressed because Kylie has this tracking technology on her ankle, and she's like, "Aren't you lucky, Kylie, having all that fancy tech on your foot?" To which Kylie's just rolling her eyes, you know. The mum character actually deserves a special mention. The production notes the film company sent to me describe her character as Miriam Bucknell, Kylie's sweet-natured but casually racist mother. She's played by Rima Tiwiata, who was in another Australian soap opera called Sons and Daughters, Love and Laughter. Sons and Daughters, I remember my mum watching that as a kid. But anyway, her filmography isn't exactly bulging. In fact, the last time she was in a main film was 15 years ago, but you'd never think it. She strolled back into this role with a performance that's both funny and offbeat, but really quite touching at times. Also, Kylie starts getting help from a security guard whose job it is to maintain her ankle bracelet and monitor her movements. And if this had been a Hollywood studio movie, I'm pretty sure the suits would be saying that the security guy would obviously have to be some completely ripped, attractive young man who could fall for her, and the hard nut Kylie softens in response to him, and he starts seeing her as a human being, not just as a captive, all through this journey of a supposed haunted house. Which, of course, he doesn't believe at first, but then 40 minutes in, he starts to believe her and he's totally behind her and they're a team together. That's how it normally works in these sorts of films. But here, the security guard, or the male hero, if you want to call it that, firstly, he looks like a security guard. He's a bald, overweight guy who, it's clear that it's not going to be some sort of romantic interest, you know. She doesn't need this guy in some ways, in that way. But also, from the moment Kylie says her house is haunted, he's whipping out EMF meters and searching for ghosts straight away. He's like instantly on board with the paranormal research. I love genre movies, and I don't mind them following common patterns. That's why they're called genre. They're generic in a sense. But I just think it's pleasing when genre films realize they don't have to force themselves into the usual rules, and Housebound does that. In fact, some viewers might even struggle with the film's insistence on doing its own thing, and I think may find the film a little bit too silly or tonally confused. I didn't, but some might. A friend of mine watched Housebound on my recommendation and was not impressed at all. But I think it does an excellent job of holding all these varied elements together as a coherent, entertaining whole. But also technically, it's a well-shot, well-lit, professional and mature-looking film. And this is all especially impressive when you realise that this is the debut feature of the director Gerard Johnstone. It's all funded by something called the Escalator Scheme, which I've heard about, which is an initiative of the New Zealand Film Commission pumping money into indie films, so that's good. And I'm definitely looking forward to see what he does next. So if you're happy to have your horror a little bit offbeat, then I really suggest that you check out this novel Haunted House film. The director was quoted as saying, I think I have a really original take on the Haunted House genre, depending on what other Haunted House movies come out in the next 6 months. It's been out a little while now, but so far I still haven't spotted anything quite like Housebound, so do check it out. Well, that's it for the first part in this three-part episode looking at a recent crop of Haunted House movies. Join me next time where 80s horror queen Barbara Crampton returns to tell us that she's still alive and kicking in the horror movie We Are Still Here. But until then, please do subscribe and share, like or leave a comment, and follow me on Twitter or at the Facebook page, The Flicks the Church Forgot, or again, read my column in the Fortean Times, as I've already said, and do share and subscribe the video. But for now, I'm going back to my house. Yes, this is where I live. This is the haunted house that I like to stay in. Wish me luck. Bye.